Oh boy, here we go again. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. I'm putting on my glasses so I can see. Who am I, you might ask? Why am I putting on my glasses? Well, the why should be obvious. The who should also be obvious, but in case this is your first time listening, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And why do I feel like I need to put on my glasses? Well, you're not going to believe what's on TV right now, and I am watching it. There's Lo Pan, played by the incomparable James Hong. Blue light is shooting out of his eyes and his mouth. Kurt Russell and his friend run around the corner really quick to hide. Kurt Russell is blind. If you guessed Big Trouble in Little China, then you are correct. Yes, one of my favorite movies ever. Big Trouble in Little China, possibly the only good Kurt Russell movie. And as I say that, I realize that's almost blasphemy. Because, you know, I want to say that I'm not a big fan of Kurt Russell, but I got to admit, he is great in some stuff. And this is one of them. Probably my favorite John Carpenter film. Of course, the other great John Carpenter Kurt Russell film is Escape from New York. Also a great, great movie. Classics. John Carpenter. Oh, he was so great. He still is great, but I don't know, something about his later films sort of lost something. Or, more accurately, gained something. Bigger budgets and stuff, and so the movies, in my opinion, just kind of don't have the same vibe that made them so good. I do love this film. It is so great. Whew. So I'm sitting here drinking tea. It's pretty good. Oh, I'm a little bit tired this morning because I stayed up way too late. Oh boy. Yeah. My cold is better, I think. I think I might be completely cured. Probably not, but I'm optimistic about these types of things. Oh, I got up at my regular time, about 11, after some very bizarre dreams that I don't really remember anymore. I remembered them for about the first 5 minutes after I woke up, but now I don't remember the rest. Don't know. So why did I stay up so late last night? Well, I was watching some fun videos on YouTube. More of Steve Terriberry, Stevie T, and his metal shenanigans. If you want to see some funny stuff, some funny guitar work by a guy who is a brilliant guitar player. And also quite comical. I kind of feel sorry for this guy because the whole metal thing passed him up. You know, by the time he was, you know, 5 years old, metal was over. But that's okay. I like to watch this guy. If you missed yesterday's show or whenever I was talking about it, Stevie T, or Steve Terriberry, is a YouTuber who is an incredible guitar player. But he's kind of a metal guy, but he looks like he's the president of your chess club in high school. And this sort of makes him cool, and he's sort of funny, and he hams this stuff up. He chews the scenery in his videos a little bit. It's kind of funny, and he likes to metalize things. He does all kinds of stuff. Lots of discussions about guitar and metal and all kinds of stuff. It's all funny. But, yeah, he likes to metalize things. So he'll take non-metal songs and, you know, record them in a metal fashion. And it's very funny. But that's not the real reason I really stayed up late. And I really think you should check out at least one Steve Terraberry video just because they're so funny. Even if you don't like metal, I don't particularly like it, you will appreciate the comedy. But that's not why I stayed up so late. Why was I up so late? Because my footy didn't start until 1:30 a.m. Footy is the name of a sport. In America, some Americans, you know, maybe 1% of them or less, know this game as Australian rules football. And you know me, I like Australian rules football. I like all the sports that we don't have in America. And I don't like American sports. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, you didn't have to stay up all night to watch that game. Well, yes, I did. Why? Because it was the Adelaide Derby. And they didn't call it the Derby. They don't call these games derbies. I forget what they called it. They used some sort of odd term, and I thought, that's kind of odd, but I like it. And now I don't remember what it was. But the Adelaide Derby is a footy game contested between the two Adelaide teams, the Adelaide Crows versus the Port Adelaide Power. I think they're the Power. Yeah, that seems right. I don't know the difference between Adelaide and Port Adelaide. But, you know, to me, since the names are the same, are close enough, and they're probably close enough in proximity that this can be an official derby type of game. And I call it derby because in football, in association football, what Americans and Australians know as soccer, they use their amps to watch soccer. Amps. France. Where am I going with this? Oh yeah, in soccer / football, any game contested between teams from the same city is known as a derby, but they pronounce it derby, even though it is spelled derby. And so last night I watched the Adelaide Derby, and oh my god, it was such a good game. I was glued to it. I could not turn away. I just had to keep watching it. The first quarter started out insane. Insane. These games are 80 minutes long, so each quarter is 20 minutes. The first quarter ended 33-33. That's pretty high scoring for the first quarter. And then the half, and that's obviously a very close game. The score is drawn. It's a tie. And then at the end of the second half, at halftime, it was 60-69. It was a 9-point game, which is still very, very close in footy. Then at the end of the third quarter, it was again like within 1 point. They didn't score very much. It was like 76-77 or something like that. And these guys by this time were gassed. And I'm like, my God, how are they going to play another 20 minutes? But they did play another 20 minutes, and it did sort of get to be high scoring again. And the game ended 96-93. That's an extremely close score in footy in favor of the Adelaide Crows. The Adelaide Crows won the Adelaide Derby. It was very exciting. It was very insane. And it was just one of the best games I have seen, especially after the last couple weeks. The last 2 weeks, games I've been watching, really dull, huge blowouts with teams being like 50 points up after the first quarter. It's been ridiculous. But this was such a good game, I can't believe it. It was extremely high scoring. And, back and forth and back and forth. It was just a battle. It was great. Yummy tea. And it was live from Australia. And I'm glad we're talking about Australia, because that brings us to a mystery package. I received a mystery package in the mail, and now we're going to open it. And what does this have to do with Australia, you say? Well, because the mystery package is from Australia. Yes, it is. And I should go so far to say right now that today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee has been sponsored by SolderPunk. SolderPunk, everybody's favorite SDF user, SolderPunk. He is apparently Australian, and I thought he was in Australia, but apparently he went back to Australia. I'm not, I feel kind of stupid, but needless to say, SolderPunk has sent me a package from Australia, a mystery package. So that's what we're going to do today, is open it. And this is a small padded bag, about the size of a postcard. You know, it suits A6, it says right on here. And it is addressed to Chairman, Dubious Goals Committee, address, zip code, USA. From SolderPunk, SDF. And I like this padded envelope because it has the greatest thing written on it. It says, you have to sign it, Aviation Security and Dangerous Goods Declaration. And then it says, I, the sender, acknowledge that this article may be carried by air and will be subject to aviation security and clearing procedures. And I declare that it does not contain any dangerous or prohibited goods, explosives, or incendiary devices. A false declaration is a criminal offense. If the declaration is not signed, this article cannot be carried by air. So apparently we can assume that I'm not getting any explosives or incendiary devices in this package, even though I'm sure SolderPunk would have loved to send me some, as do all my friends. That was not able to happen today. And it's got this cool stamp on it. This stamp that has got an aspect ratio that is longer than it is wide by a factor of like 2.4. The Pinnacles, Western Australia. I like it. It's a picture of the Pinnacles, which is apparently a geological formation in Western Australia that I was previously unaware of. So I will have to look that up to further my education a little bit later. On the back of this little envelope, there's the From SolderPunk thing, and it says, blah, 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 just instructions. Throw some stuff on it, put a stamp on it, and then there's a customs declaration on it. May be opened officially. Da-da-da-da, net weight, apparently 45 grams. All right, well, there's nothing left to do but to do it. Let's open this bad boy up. Oh, and there's a convenient tab for me to lift and pull. I lifted and pulled it. Are we now open? Yes, we are now open. And the first thing that I reach in and grab is, a ballpoint pen. It's the clicky kind. It's very cool. And I'm clicking it. Ooh, it's very clicky. It's a regular ballpoint pen that has kind of a silver tip and a clear barrel with a logo inside. Ho 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 ho. And what's this bit? Aha! Very interesting. There's this little metal thing that runs down the side of the pen, and it turns out that, how does this work? I gotta need two hands here. I need to free my hands up. Here we go. If you pull on it, this paper thing comes out. And it is a 2018 team fixture for the Adelaide Crows. And when we say fixtures in sports, we mean the schedule. So here's a schedule for the Adelaide Crows built right into this pen. Oh, too awesome. I like it. So it's telling me that the next game is versus the Giants, and then the next game after that is North Melbourne and then Carlton, but that game is to be announced. Yay. And on the back of this little pullout thing is a big Adelaide Crows logo. Yeah, awesome. And when it slides back into the pen, see, you can hear me pulling it out. And when I put it back in, we just clipped the mic. Oh, then the little Adelaide Crows logo shows through the barrel. Oh my God, this is so cool. Awesome. Thanks, Solder Punk. I have an Adelaide Crows pen. And I can write down the score of Adelaide Crows beating Port Adelaide Power 96-93 last night. So this is just a great thing to receive today. After watching the Adelaide Derby last night, I have received an Adelaide Crows pen. They won last night. Yeah, go Crows. Crows, 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 crow, 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 crows. I am now an Adelaide Crows fan. Previous to this, I didn't really have a favorite footy team, you know, just because, well, I'm not from Australia, I don't really have any geographical relationship to the place. But now, I have a feeling that Adelaide Crows, after last night's incredible game and my new Adelaide Crows propaganda pen, Adelaide Crows are my new favorite team. Go Adelaide Crows. All right. So I'm going to put the pen aside here for a second as I thank Solder Punk once again for this awesome pen. And you know what? Where'd the cat go? I think she left the room. I got to hide this because my cat loves pens. If she finds this, she'll start playing with it, and it'll end up somewhere like under the washing machine or under the refrigerator, and I'll never be able to find it. So I'm just going to clip this to my notebook right over here for now, where she won't see it and can't get it. And that is going to be my go-to pen from here on out. All right, so let's get back to the envelope here. I'm looking into the envelope. I see one more thing. Let's slide it out. Very awesome. Oh, this is great. What's that crackling plastic sound you hear? Also in the envelope was a package of 2018 official AFL game cards, AFL being the Australian Football League, footy cards. Wow. 9 game cards. And on the back, what does it say? Codes found on all gold and best and fairest cards. Enter codes at teamcoach.com.au to play fun games and enter competitions. Ooh, I will. Prize cards to win. Created by Team Zone. AFL Team 2018 game cards. These are this year. 234 common, 234 gold, 54 battle teams, 18 best and fairest, 18 footy flips, 18 footy flicks, 18 footy powers, 18 magic wild cards, 18 star wild cards, and 4 trophy star wild cards. Okay. Gold, one in every pack. Battle teams, one in every 2 packs. Footy powers or footy flips or footy flicks, one in every 3 packs. Best and fairest, one in every 6. Magic or star wild card, one in every 36. Trophy star wild card, one in every 300 and what does it say, 60 or 80? I don't know. Okay, so that's great. It tells you right there the odds of you getting a rare card. All right, so I got to open these. I just gotta see My footy cards. How am I going to do this? I don't want to destroy the package. So what I'm going to do is get something to cut on, like this Kleenex box, and I'm going to take this knife, this utility knife, and I'm just going to slice a sliver off the top. Just like that. Close the knife. Put the knife away. And I just barely took enough off. Ooh, maybe I didn't. No, I did. I'm good. Just put a... took enough off the top to open up the cards. So I got the cards open. And they slide out. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Oh, and these are cool. These are way better than American sports cards. These are full bleed. Unbelievable. Okay, so my first card here. Uh-oh, here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa, you want to smell my footy cards? No, she runs away. All right, so my first card is number 23 for the West Coast Eagles, Louis Jetta. He's a forward, and there's all his statistics. Kicks, 10.5. This must be an average per game. Handballs, 5.4. Disposals, 15.9. Marks, 3.8. Goals, 0.6. Game points, 54.5. And there's a cool picture of him. These are awesome. These cards are unbelievable. They're full color, full bleed, meaning that the printing goes off the edges in every direction. And the corners are rounded, they're glossy, and on the back, dun dun dun, more statistics and an image of the jumper, the jersey that they wear. Do they call them jumpers? I think they call them jumpers. They are sleeveless, and it has more statistics. Debut 2010, games 154, goals 114. Height, 182 centimeters. Weight, 78 kilograms. Date of birth, 4/5/89. Awesome. Awesome. And my next card is Caleb Marchbank. Hey, I saw him play last week. He's the number 22 for Carlton. And here's a great picture of him, and he's doing a handball. He plays for Carlton, and he's got all the statistics. And on the back... God, these are cool cards. Same statistics. Debut, games played, goals scored, height, weight, date of birth. He plays for Carlton. Cool. All right. The third card. Oh, this one's awesome too. Tom Lynch, number 19 for the Gold Coast Suns. With a picture of him doing a nice kick. Oh, the back is cool, too. Oh, and it's all very colorful, and it's exciting, and... God, these guys are young. Oh, wait, no, I'm just super old. Da-da-da-da! Oh, and here's my gold card. The next card is my gold card. One gold card in every pack. Unless, of course, you get a wild card. Oh, wow. It's super cool. The gold card is very much the same. It is... awesome. You know, it's full color, full bleed. But it is also foil and foil embossed. So, you know, where the other cards are all completely flat, the gold cards, the statistics... The little footy balls, the footies that have the statistics in them, they're embossed. And there's some borders near the edges that are embossed and foiled. Wow, and it's number 27 for the... And it's not pronounced Geelong. It's pronounced... It's pronounced Geelong. Ever since I started watching footy, I always want to say, you know, like Geelong. Like... I don't know, Lapsang Souchong like a T or something. But no, it's Geelong. The Geelong Cats. Another one of my favorite teams. Pippa's favorite footy team because they are called the Cats. and it's foil embossed. Sam Minagola for the Geelong Cats. And on the back, there is no foil, but the embossing is reversed, obviously, and how it's just so cool. The gold card. So awesome. Oh, and what's this card here? Here's an unusual card. Oh, this is a Footy Flips card. And it's Sydney Swan superstar Lance Franklin. This on one side, and on the other side is legend Paul Kelly, who also plays for the Swans. Sydney Swans. Okay, so this card is like a historical card, four-time, and it's landscape. The other ones are portrait mode, and this one's landscape. Four-time Coleman medalist and seven-time All-Australian, this superstar has led his club's goal-kicking tally an incredible 10 times. And on the back, Paul Kelly, vice captain of the Sydney Swans, Team of the Century, Australian Football Hall of Fame legend inductee, 2007. Okay, so yeah, these cards, there's a couple of guys who are retired, but, you know, awesome. Yeah, so cool. The back of this card, the edge is like matte finish or satin finish. Interesting. All right. So, on to the next card. Number four for the Geelong Cats, Gary Ablett. And he's got a good kick going here. Oh, and I can see the bottom of his boots. And I was wondering if these are six stud boots. No, they're like soccer shoes. They are, excuse me, soccer boots. They are 10 stud. Unlike rugby, which is, you know, six stud. Gary Ablett. Very cool. Next card. Ben McAvoy from the Hawthorne Hawks. Yeah, I don't think Hawthorne... I know, I'm thinking of something else. Watched a Hawthorne game 2 days or 2 weeks ago. Very cool. And then I've got Jordan Lewis, the number six for Melbourne. Oh, nice little drop kick going there. Oh, awesome. And then my last card, card number nine, is Isaac Heaney of the Sydney Swans. Look at him run. He likes to move it, move it. And he weighs 85 kilograms and is also 185 centimeters tall. Oh, wow, these are good cards. I love these cards. They're so cool. No borders around the edges. Full bleeds. I can't believe it. This is, geez. These are way better than, like, American baseball cards. Wow. Sydney Swans. Super excited. Oh, I'm just so happy I got all this cool footy stuff from Australia. Thanks to Solderpunk for sponsoring today's show and giving us something to talk about. Oh, so, thanks, Solderpunk. Thanks for supporting this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I've run out of time, and I gotta go. I gotta go through these cards once again, and maybe I need to write something with my footy pen, my Adelaide Crows pen. Adelaide Crows win the Adelaide Derby. I gotta go. Thanks, Solderpunk. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.